You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
On a text line, Mardi Gras Day 2006, I was interviewed by a BBC reporter in Jackson Square. He asked if it was proper to party amidst the destruction. I reminded him that the Blitz did not stop the English from doing their thing. Bam! Joining us is Arthur Harder with the Times-Picayune and editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Happy to be with you, Newell.
Arthur, I love that response. It didn't stop y'all from doing your thing during the Blitz. You know, this is part of coming together, right?
Well, you know, somebody told me then in 06 that a poll was taken somewhere, you know, and it was something like, and you know how polls work. It depends on how you ask a question. Should New Orleans be spending money on recovery effort, infrastructure, or getting drunk and naked on Mardi Gras floats? Now, what kind of, you know, what kind of response is he think you're going to get? Hey, we didn't tell them in New York how to act after 9/11. They figured it out, and so did we. And it was, I think, the most significant Mardi Gras ever. I was never prouder of anything than what we did, because we chose to, you know, to celebrate rather than surrender. And I remember writing in our magazine that we wanted to replace the images on Canal Street of refugees in boats with revelers on floats. And it was a message to the world, but most importantly, it was for us. We needed to do this, and we did it, and it was spectacular.
Well, it was part of just coming back, right? I mean, with each individual thing that we were so used to in our life, was an individual success story in a series of success stories, as simplistic as I'm putting it, but it's so true, though, right?
Well, it is, and you know, there's no denying the, you know, the Gleason block punt, the Atlanta game, the Superdome, that was a quintessential moment in our recovery. But months before that, I think Mardi Gras was very instrumental in bringing this city back. You know, the government could have canceled it, but the citizens decided to put it on. They couldn't make us do that. Not everybody could parade, but most put something on the street. And it was just such a, I think, a wonderful, I'll never forget. I get emotional just talking about this. It, you know, in New Orleans, every year you go on the same street corner and we see the people, your kids grew up, and they might not even know names, but the same people, and they weren't there this year. And you don't know if they drowned or they were in Atlanta. I mean, it was a very emotional Mardi Gras. And I remember people holding up signs to float riders instead of throw me something this that was thank you. You know, thank you for doing this for us. And that one was for us. And but you're right. The national media, the Tourist Commission had set up a media room at the first floor of the Sheraton Hotel on Canal Camp, I think. And there were 1,500 credentialed media here to cover. Because remember, Fat Tuesday was February 28th, almost to the day, 6 months after Katrina. And I was one of several people who was you know, lined up to be interviewed like Radio Row at a Super Bowl or something. You know, anybody that could talk in 30-second sound bites was there giving their analysis. And I'm telling you, to a person, every interviewer asked, basically insinuated we were crazy. You know, how can you possibly justify this? And you know, you tried to explain it to him. There was one journalist that contacted me after Mardi Gras who stayed to Ash Wednesday to kind of do a review of what happened. And he said, man, you were right. You guys had to do it. Congratulations. We had it all wrong. I'm so glad I was able to report on this. You know, it's true. We had to do it. We did it. And it's forever.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. For me, of all the things about Katrina, that first Mardi Gras is—I don't know why, but it's just like a blur. I don't even really remember it.
I know, I'm kind of the same way. Luckily, I can look back at some of our magazines and hey, I didn't remember I wrote that. But you remember the blue tarp costumes and the satire?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We made fun of everybody, and we just again we chose to celebrate rather than surrender. And it wasn't until October 12th that we even knew the city would allow Mardi Gras. Again, they could have canceled.
Right.
They couldn't make it happen. And then it wasn't until November 23rd that we actually had a schedule of what was going to happen. Then our mayor, Ray Nagin, in an interview in Atlanta on December 3rd, said he didn't really think it was a good idea to do Mardi Gras. And it was almost back to square one there, whether we're going to do it or not. But thankfully, we did pull it off, and it was just so special, and so many accommodations had to be made. We didn't have the Superdome for Endymion. We didn't have the Municipal Auditorium for the balls. The meeting of the courts was split between the Sheraton and Marriott hotels on Canal Street. They had to put a red carpet across the street for them to do the meeting. I mean, we were so innovative and adaptive, and hey, man, hurricanes are not going to keep us down. I remember, too, on Fat Tuesday, it was on live on television at Gallia Hall, and we got a message that the Empire State Building Fat Tuesday night would be lit up in purple, green, and gold, and it was. And how special was that, you know?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Arthur, talk to me about that particular year. I mean, it's a sacrifice mm-hmm. for riders, you know. They put out a lot of money.
Yeah.
And when you think about how many people were down and out, but did it anyway. Right. I mean,
yeah.
I suspect there were a lot of people that borrowed money to do it.
A lot of crews who just said, look, you can ride for free this year. A lot of philanthropy came out of that. You know, the Rex organization started at that time. They were projects, purple, green and gold. One was for schools. I don't remember. One of them was for philanthropy for charter schools. Another was some environmental deal. Anyway, out of that came the Pro Bono Publico Foundation, which till now has given more than $9 million to public schools. And that happened because of Katrina. And people stepped up and said, we're going to help each other. Poor Zulu. No crew was hit worse than Zulu in terms of flooding. They lost 10 members. I mean, but they made the decision, you know, we're down, but we ain't out. and they came back and, I mean, a couple of float builders lost dens. I mean, it was bad. It could have been worse, but the city never shone brighter. You know, it just, this is what we do, baby. And if you don't get it, it's your problem.
Yeah, we can walk and get naked at the same time for sure, right?
We can. And remember the MAX ban. We didn't have any high schools had programs. So we put kids together from different groups. And that was so special. I mean, it was just a remarkable accomplishment. And it took 3 or 4 years for us to get back to almost normal in terms of the quality and quantity of the presentation. Of course, now it's bigger than ever, and you'd never know we had that or even COVID, which was in our recent rearview mirror. But it's a wonderful thing that we do, and nobody makes us do it. You know, we do this because we choose to.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, when you think about the timeline of how this works, right? So by the time Katrina hit, all of the beads and everything else had been pretty much ordered. And they were
coming, sure.
You know.
Yeah.
In the aftermath of Katrina, we didn't know whether or not the port was going to be open. And thankfully, it was one of the major infrastructures in the city of New Orleans that reopened. And it may have been the first.
Thankfully.
You know, and so we were able to receive all of the stuff.
That's right. And what about the airport? You know, I don't think the airport would have opened what it did had we not scheduled Mardi Gras. On the first day of parades, the Memorial Convention Center, Harrah's Casino, and Canal Place all opened, coincidentally, with the first day of parades. So you can't tell me it wasn't a major impetus for our recovery, because it was.
No, and it's amazing how these little – I don't mean – what these events – And the role that they played in creating the momentum, right?
Yep.
It was. Just, we'll be talking with Tim Coulon tomorrow, who is the chairman of the Louisiana Stadium and Exposition District, the LSED, that actually operates the dome, and you know the role that they played in pulling it all together. You know, and when you think about the economic epicenter of the state of Louisiana, the greater New Orleans region being down and out. I mean, it's quite a commitment to be made, right? Because there was certainly uncertainty about whether we were coming back.
Yes, there was. And thankfully, we had leadership, some whose names that we'll never know, who stepped up and did things. And I was hearing Tommy earlier about the volunteers that come up with lawnmowers to City Park. And I mean, there's so many individual stories of people who will never know their names, but if it weren't for them, we might not be here, you know. So I'm so proud of the Mardi Gras community, and not just that, the educational community. You know, I'm involved in my alma mater, Warren Easton High School, and that was quite a comeback tale, too, from a school that had 6 feet of water in it to one that opened as a charter and for 8 years in a row at 100% graduation rate. Sandra Bullock had adopted our school and was most helpful. And there are million stories like that of people who out of nowhere said, hey, let me help. And we said, yes, indeed.
You know, people are going to think I'm crazy when I say this, but oftentimes I reflect on, I wonder what we would be like had we not gone through the Katrina experience. Because there's so many positive things that was the outgrowth of that experience,
right.
You know. And I don't know that I, in my life, you know, I was a kind of a post-Vietnam, you know, kid. By the time I turned 18, I didn't even have to register for the draft. So I don't know that there would have ever been an opportunity to fight as hard as, you know, I fought working in the sheriff's office, trying to bring back not only an organization, but a community at large with a lot of other leaders. I don't know that I ever would have had that experience in my life ever.
Well, certainly a lot of good has come from the bad. There's no doubt about that. We're a much stronger city now, but there were a lot of losses. Things will never get back. But, you know, you have to look at the positive side. And for me in business, you know, Carnival just, it's almost gotten too big. It's an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
And if there was ever a chance when it might have almost, not died on the vine, but people, the celebration had an opportunity to compress after Katrina, right. You know, for logical reasons. We can't do this anymore. It costs too much money. We've got to build our houses. Let's take a break. And I would not have been surprised if there had been a shrinkage in the number of crews. Just the opposite's happened. More, bigger, better than ever. You know, almost too big. So it's a testament to, I think, this whole city. I almost hate the word resiliency. We use it so much. But I can't find a better word. You know, this city will not die. And certainly its premier celebration will not die.
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing those moments with us and reminding us of that battle. I guess old traditions die hard, right? And we're not willing to let them go.
So. You got that right.
Absolutely. Arthur Hardy with the Times-Picayune, an editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. Thank you so much for joining us, Arthur. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Appreciate you, man.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.